CP, we're starting this week's Silver City Report off talking about news from Santa Clara. What can you share?
The State Board of Finance approved a lease last Tuesday between the Village of Santa Clara and General Services Department. This lease includes 7 buildings of the historic Fort Bayard. This lease is 99 years. And so Santa Clara will be receiving about 7 buildings from the state, and Santa Clara has been working on this, on getting this approved for a while now. Santa Clara Mayor Richard Bosch, he has been attempting to get any kind of property of Fort Bayard since he was elected many years ago. And so this is a big accomplishment for Santa Clara. And so they already have a few plans in store for some of the buildings, such as giving some of the buildings to the Forest Service so they could operate out of them, and also heating and renovating the theater that could be used for weddings or meetings. And they also would like to do something with the museum, and that plan is still being worked out, but they have these buildings now that they could work with.
All right, that's exciting news for a lot of folks in the area, I'm sure, a lot of people who are pretty fond of history. I want to move on now and talk about news from the Silver School Board. You have some news regarding a possible agreement with the union.
Right. So the Silver Consolidated Schools Board of Education approved 3 memorandums of understanding last week between them and the Silver Consolidated Education Association. They're the union for the district representing all the employees. And so the union and the district have been working on the collective bargaining agreement since early this year on attempting to change things such as salaries. And so these negotiations have been going on since they approved the MOUs last week. So the union settled for these MOUs. There was 3 total, and these include salaries. They include common planning days and other issues. And so even though it's MOUs, the union is okay with settling with this because they're stepping stones to getting items officially included in the collective bargaining agreement.
CP, thanks for the update on that important story. Now, I want to move on and talk about the recent scare at the Walmart there. You have an update with the story. What can you share?
So about 2 weeks ago, there was a loud bang 2 weeks ago at Walmart, and police are still searching from where this bang came from. But they do have a suspect, Isaac Vigil, who was alleged to have stolen some items while this bang happened. And so police arrested him, and he was released. Later that same day, he went to a local store and was alleged to have stolen some liquor, but police didn't find anything on him, and so he was released. And then the next morning after that, Mr. Vigil was in Walmart, and he wasn't supposed to be there because of a criminal trespass warning. So he was arrested there, and he was released from our local detention center. And so after failing to appear in court, there was a bench warrant issued against Vigil. And so he was picked up Saturday after midnight and is back at the detention center again.
Okay, CP, thanks for that update, and we will talk with you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thank you.